Hello, welcome to The Catch-Up. I am Taylor Dobbs.
And I'm Annie Russell. This week, we're talking about Ello, the mad viral social media site that everyone fell in courier new love with last week.
And, of course, we can't talk about any new social network without first recognizing that everybody seems to hate Facebook right now more than they ever have. And there are tons of reasons for that, the oldest one probably being privacy issues that everybody talks about.
Yeah, absolutely. And not to mention all of the data, selling our information, those ads that just haunt us. When you look at a pair of winter boots, for example, you will be haunted on Facebook by ads of those boots forever.
And yeah, they've sort of come to represent the whole information gluttony of the 21st century, where you share things and somebody somewhere keeps that information forever and makes money off of it. And some people are sort of starting to feel, I guess, exploited by that. And then, of course, most recently, Facebook, with their real names policy, kind of marginalized the LGBT community in a way that caused kind of a mass exodus from Facebook.
And I think also a lot of people are concerned about the amount of time they sink into Facebook, which is a problem.
I don't know who those people are, but I've heard about them.
So, yeah, so there are all those reasons why people are growing more and more frustrated with Facebook. And so Ello is kind of pitching themselves to all of those angry Facebook users that are looking for a reason to jump ship.
Yeah, and it's almost an explicit call. They have this manifesto posted on their site that doesn't mention Facebook, but it is aimed right at those users that we're talking about here. One of the lines in that manifesto, so to speak, is every post you share, every friend you make, and every link you follow is tracked, recorded, and converted into data. Advertisers buy your data so they can show you more ads. You are the product that's bought and sold. And so they're kind of setting that up as this is what Facebook does.
Exactly. And the alternative pitch says something along the lines of, we believe that the people who make things and the people who use them should be in partnership.
And so they're setting this up as a direct juxtaposition with Facebook. Ello's been around for months, but at some point last week, they really blew up and they were getting something like 35,000 requests for invitation per hour last week.
That is crazy. But let's talk about money. When you've got a big user base, that comes with a big cost. And the reason why Facebook sells user information to advertisers is so they can offer a free product and still pay out to investors. You know, Mark Zuckerberg has said many times that Facebook will always be free.
Right. And so the sort of cost, instead of paying to use Facebook, we're paying with our information. But as people get fed up with that, Ello has this new appeal. The problem is, no ads equals no ad money. And what a lot of people have been saying is that since Ello took venture capital money, they have already sold out. And eventually they're just going to turn into the next Facebook. And in the eyes of Ello itself, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, and so far they've been using venture capital money from Fresh Tracks Capital, and that's made some people think that they're just evil. They're just the larval form of evil, whereas Facebook is a big, beautiful butterfly of evil.
Big, evil butterfly.
And so that actually has a Vermont connection, right, Taylor?
Yeah, the Vermont connection is actually pretty significant. Their co-creator is Paul Budnitz, who is probably most well-known in the state for his bicycle company, but he's this serial entrepreneur who has come up with a lot of successful projects, and he's hoping this will be the new one. But the funding is also some Vermont funding. It's from Fresh Tracks Capital, which is kind of this rethought venture capital firm that doesn't really fit with the mold of these shark-like venture capitalists in the big cities. But nonetheless, they are a venture capital firm hoping to make their money back.
But Ello's creators have said they plan to monetize it by making a freemium product. And that means it's free to use, but you can pay for some shiny, cool little upgrades. But we don't really know what the details of those are. I believe one was maybe a background could be an example. You could pay and have like a fancier design element on your profile.
Yeah, so, you know, you'd pay a little bit of money and get a slightly cooler profile and have some personalization features. But, I mean, it's unclear at this point, first of all, how much people are willing to pay to have a cool-looking website when there's so many places on the internet where that can be done for free. And then the other aspect is, can they pay back the hundreds of thousands of dollars that FreshTracks Capital gave them with just those tiny little fees here and there? And so people are kind of thinking that they're going to have to go towards an ad-driven model. So all of this is pretty interesting, and it's really cool that the next Facebook, as it's been coined, is starting in Vermont. But this entire conversation is academic at this point, because social networks, regardless of their business model, depend on people. And for example, Google Plus is a social network backed by the most successful internet company ever, but nobody uses it because nobody uses it. So you have to have somebody there. You have to have someone you want to connect with on the network, and then maybe we'll get there.
You need that place where you can reach everyone you know. And for right now, Facebook seems to be what that is. I certainly am old enough to remember when Friendster and then MySpace were those places for me.
Friendster, Annie.
Yeah,
you
that's
lost
right.
me there. I was on MySpace. Anyway, until I get my invite, you can find me reluctantly on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. I'm at Taylor Dobbs.
And I'm at Annie M. Russell. This has been The Catch-Up. John Dillon was our editor.
Annie Russell produced.
Patty Regan did our theme music. And The Catch-Up has been a production of VPR.